Okay. It's your girl Awkward Audibles. Ward. Awkward Ward. I guess I'll stick to Audie. Okay. So you're listening because you want to know more about me. Well, I got you. Yeah, this is my second AMA. AMA. What the fuck? Okay. Anyway, so yeah. Okay, so I would like to take this opportunity to ask why you're listening to this, but you know, I guess you're interested in me and my answers in with some of these really good and cursed and deep questions that my friends here have posted. Alright. But yeah, seriously, I'm very grateful for you 600 plus people who like listening to me talk or like role play or like moan, I guess. Yeah, and also I'm sorry that this like took so long. It's like a month. I'm sorry, I've been really busy. Holidays do be really busy, and I hope you have a good one. I hope you had a good one, and if you're not having a good one, then that's completely fine. I just hope you're surviving and that matters. Anyway, let's look for the questions. I'm gonna start from the latest. From the oldest one posted. So that's a lot of questions I have to go through, but it's okay. I mean, I'll try my best to be entertaining, I guess. I hope I don't offend in the process. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Okay. So, the first question is by Mine is the News. It's a pretty deep question. So, wow, this is solid. Let's start with a solid, deep question, I guess. So, they said, hello, Audie. Here's a question. You've mentioned that afterlife themes are something that always interested you. Is there any particular reason why, and what specifically draws you to them? Okay. Yeah, afterlife. I don't know, like, I'm just very fascinated about the idea of a lot of things, like death, for example. I'm not sure if like I could call myself goth, but I am very fascinated about dark concepts and death and suffering and shit, but I don't know if that's the right concept. But anyway, afterlife themes, I just maybe it's really like I just love how the human brain or like people make sense of something that's really we have no fucking idea about what comes next, what comes after. And it's very interesting how people interpret or fill in the gaps of what is uncertain, afterlife, for example. We don't have any ideas of afterlife, but anyway, it's very, I guess going back, it's very interesting how we try to make something up, make a attempt, it's like an attempt at closure. And I think that's really fascinating. I guess. I don't know. Maybe death and destruction is just also interesting. But I don't think this is not a TED talk about that. So let's just, I think I answered the question. Yeah, let's move on to the next, because there's a lot of shit in here. I'm not telling you that the questions are shit. It's just, whatever. I don't need to explain that. Anyway, moving forward to my very cursed friend with very interesting questions, Jordan99, or is it Jordan G99? You're gonna hate me, Jordan. Whatever. Good. Okay. Okay. Question number one. So, is operating recording equipment difficult when you only exist in a single dimension? It's a yes or no question. Next. When do you foresee government officials admitting that scallops and scallop potatoes are in fact the same thing? Jordan, scallops are from the ocean. They are seafood, while scalloped potatoes are potatoes, and potatoes are not seafood. There are tubers, they're spuds, they're from under the dirt. So I never, so the answer to the question is never. I don't foresee government officials admitting that they're the same thing. And which government, which country's government are you talking about? Are you assuming everyone is from Canada like you? So, you know. Anyway, I'm just joking. But yeah, they're not the same. I don't think. No. Anyway, number three. What are your favorite things about Canada and their mighty people? I've never been to Canada. I've heard a lot of stories about Canada. My best friend lives there, and I guess that's one of my favorite things about Canada. It's significant. Well, I guess it was what my favorite thing about Canada is, the maple syrup. I don't know, man. I don't have much knowledge about Canada. Seriously. Maybe you're nice. I don't know where. I don't know if you're really Canadian, Jordan. So I don't know if you're you're part of that demographic. So yeah, I think Canadians are really nice, and there are a lot of content creators from Canada who are really good, you know, in GW, like, in making audios. So that's that. Fourth, so what is your favorite foot? So for context to the other listeners listening to this, is that I have a collection of cursed foot pictures. In general I collect a lot of cursed pictures, but anyway, so I send these foot pictures to people who annoy me, you know, to shut them up. So yeah, anyway, okay, so what is your favorite foot? Are you talking about my left, or if I should choose my left or right foot? Because I would have to choose my left foot, because I have better balance when I hop on that foot. Like when I play hopscotch, I don't trip over. So I'm sorry, right foot, but the left foot is way better. I'm not saying I don't, you know, love you too, right foot, but whatever. Okay, it's getting weird. So if you're talking about my favorite foot picture, it's most probably the cursed foot picture that I have. Also, like, clarification, I don't have a foot fetish. I just collect cursed stuff. So don't send me foot pics, please. Please ask for consent. At least. Okay. I'd accept cursed foot pictures anyway. So next, five. How much milk you have to put into a bowl of cereal before it becomes soup? Okay. I don't think the issue here is about the milk. Like, I don't think the amount of milk is the defining characteristic of making cereal a soup. And I've googled the definition of soup, and it involves a lot of, it involves stock or like meat and vegetables. So if you have to make cereal a soup, you have to add in, you know, some meat and veggies and milk, you know, just, yeah. Yeah. Okay. These are fucking cursed questions. What the fuck, Jordan? Okay. I mean, you know. Number six. In the last question from Jordan. So, in the spirit of, thank God. Okay. In the spirit of the holiday season, can we face the unfortunate reality that the 12 days of Christmas is actually about a deranged lunatic who, over the course of less than 2 weeks, gives their romantic partner 184 birds? Okay, wait a minute. Why are you judging this very generous person in the song, Jordan? Like, have you ever considered if the romantic partner owns an aviary, or like really likes birds, and this deranged quote-unquote lunatic that you're talking about is just really very thoughtful? So I don't think that's an unfortunate reality at all. And if, you know, why are you, yeah, so no judgment, Oh well. So, thank you, Jordan G. You're gonna hate me for this. 99. So, next is by Smelly Isopod. So I can't really think of a question, so I'll just ask this. How are you doing? Oh damn, Isopod. Thank you for asking. Like, that's a really surprisingly rare question to ask to a person. Like, there's always a meme about they never ask, they always ask what is blank, but never how is blank. And that's really sweet if you're asking about this. So how am I doing right now? Mentally, physically, I don't know. Okay, let's start. I'm doing pretty, I wouldn't say great, because I've been really stressed with work because of the pandemic. We went through a layoff, and it's been very stressful because I wasn't laid off, but all the work, you know, gets dumped, the remaining work gets dumped on us. But mentally though, like, I've had some thinking. I've been like just why is this question so hard to answer? Maybe I'm doing pretty okay mentally. I do have sad thoughts once in a while, but like, you know, I get by. I don't let it get to me, and I know how to cope with it, so I guess that's good. Maybe, so yeah. So how are you doing? Not just Isopod, but everyone. So I mean, I would want to ask you that. So yeah. Oh, in terms of also like productivity and GWA, or like making audios, I've been enjoying so far. I'm still enjoying, at least, and I've been very happy to be interacting with people in the community, and it gives me a wave of serotonin, you know, having company in this really, really unfortunate time. So yeah, thank you for asking. Okay, next. Ooh, wow. Okay, all right. So thank you. Next is from, oh man, this annoying little shit, Bulbasaur Alt Bulb. Okay. And my dong sang. Anyway, that's a lot of questions. Like, he asked a lot of questions. Like, first is the non-cursed, and the last thought provoking questions are pretty interesting, just like Jordan. So okay, let's get to it. Yeah, right. So the first question is, first and foremost, who is your favorite person in the audio community, and why is it me? It's not you. Yeah, it's not you. It's me. I love myself. I'm my most favorite audio person in the audio community. Favorite person. I mean, you gotta start with yourself, right? So, but, okay, kidding aside, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite person. But, you know, all of you are wonderful. All the friends that I've made have been very wonderful. So I guess that's a long list. Yeah. I keep coughing because I swear I don't have COVID. But like, it's just rainy season and my lungs do be weak. It's coughing up stuff. Anyway, okay, next. All right. Deep questions, nice. Do you believe in soulmates? Huh. Soulmates. I do believe that we have souls, but like, isn't like my definition of a soulmate is like you're like meant to be with that person, right? Like when the day or like the moment that you have, you were given life, you were set out for, like, someone out there is destined for you. Sorry. So, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of really good literature about, you know, soulmates, or, like, even, like, the Japanese Red String, right, that talks about the soulmate. So, it's, I guess, I don't know. I am not very, sold about the idea, but, because, like, you can, okay. In a sense, maybe like anyone you meet, like you're I do believe that you can be very compatible with someone, but it takes a lot of work. Like, it just because I don't think, like, I still believe that no matter how destined you are for the person, if you don't like work for it, if you don't really like, I don't know. This is a really hard question. What the fuck? If you really are meant for that person, you'll find or try your best to work it out. So, I guess it's a yes and a no. Next, to what degree do we have free will, and to what degree are our lives governed by fate? I guess this relates to what I said earlier. Like, there are things that are out of our control. Maybe that's what we call fate. But every choice that we do, I still think that it's just a coincidence, you know, like, so everything is just a coincidence. It's just an orchestrated, it's a big ball of, our lives are just big balls of, choices intertwining with the choices of other people. So, if you call that fate, then yeah, sure. But the free will part is we are actively making these choices. So next, that took so long. Okay, next, if you had a chance to see yourself in the future at any point of your choosing, given that the outcome could be changed, would you take it? Well, I wouldn't know. Would you take it? Probably. Yeah. I'd like to see the day before I die. You know, I'd like to see that. Or like or the day that someone dies or someone I love dies. So I like to to see that, like if I could save someone, no, a loved one from dying, then I guess I'd take that chance. But you know, also a part of me doesn't want to. Like, I'd like to, I can live with the idea of not knowing, because it would eat me up, you know, seeing that, seeing myself in that certain situation in the future, and going back, knowing about it would really, like, give me tremendous anxiety, so I wouldn't also want to take it because of that reason. So yeah. Next is, if you could achieve complete perfection, whatever your definition of that is, would you? Or do you think that there's beauty or value in imperfection? Okay, complete perfection does not exist. There's nothing perfect. Like, I don't know. I don't think there is really, like, complete perfection. I would not want to achieve complete perfection, because after that, what would I do? You know? I think, yeah, imperfections are beautiful. It's the struggle. It's the struggle towards, like, achieving perfection, because your imperfect is the best part, right? I mean, if we were all the same, if we were all perfect in this world, that would be really boring. Yeah, there would be no struggle. Just, I think that's why there's literature, like there are TV shows or media that resonates with us, because it's the struggle that makes it interesting. You know, it's the growth, it's the journey, it's the imperfection of that certain individual trying to struggle, or, you know, getting through with the challenge, or whatever challenge that a certain individual would have. So yeah. And okay, last deep thought before we move on to the curse questions. So, what's something that you learned about yourself recently that surprised you? I guess this is high time to come out. Bisexuality. When I started in GWA, I thought I was straight. Okay? I thought I was straight. Because I've only had dick in my life, you know? But, and, you know, I've tried to push down, like, I don't like women. But, like, when I've noticed myself, like, listening to women moan. And I tried it out of curiosity, and it turned me on. So and I think I became, like, open to the idea of being with a woman, because let's face it, women are very beautiful, or they're very soft, and very they're very beautiful, they're very gorgeous. So why will I limit myself to just one, you know, just dicks? I mean, I can also have pussy. But anyway, so yeah, that's very surprising. I've only said, oh, so I've only really told one in real life friend about this, because I'm anxious about, you know, coming out to my other friends or even my family. So you're, I guess you, the strangers on the internet know more about this than my in real life people. So you lucky. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the cursed questions. Okay, not really cursed, it's just weird questions. Okay, first is, why potatoes? Okay, so like, my persona, my online persona is a potato, because first of all, potatoes are fucking awesome. Like, how can something like they're badass. Like, they come from under the dirt, and then they're really, really delicious. Like, they look ugly outside, and then, but they're really, really good. Like, very versatile. Is that versatile? Versatile. A very versatile vegetable. So, like, what? Who hates potatoes? Right? So anyway, so I guess I like my persona as a potato because it's kind of like it's just like me. Like, I'm fucking I'm not saying ugly, but I guess you don't really notice me, but like, deep inside, I'm really, really good. I'm delish. Okay, anyway. Yo, okay. So, next question is, to what degree do you... Oh, fuck, joke. It's... No, here. Is boba soup... Why are people asking me about soup? Okay, if no, what if someone served it to you in a bowl with a spoon? First question, is boba soup? No, unless you put meat and veggies. If no, what if someone served it to you in a bowl with a spoon? What's wrong with that? I'd eat it. So, yeah. What's wrong with that, bob? Okay. Bigger. Okay, the third question is, bigger food, no, no. Oh my god. Okay. Straining rice in a colander or well done steak with ketchup? This makes me sad. Shit. Okay. The straining rice in a colander would make my Asian ancestry sad. I would be very sad if you did that. Please don't strain rice in a colander, people. And but a well done steak with ketchup. You know what? The bigger food no-no is straining rice. Cause like, well done steak with ketchup, I mean, you can just, I could eat that. That's not a problem to me. It's sad, but it's not a problem. It's still edible, and I love ketchup, so sorry. Anyway, for favorite spooky thing, ghosts, clowns, and also what actually gives you the heebie-jeebies. Okay, favorite spooky thing. favorite spooky thing? I really don't know. Do I have a witches? Probably. I don't think witches are spooky though. They're really cool. demons. Oh man. Shout out to my sleep paralysis demon. I hope you don't visit me later. Yeah. Catch you later. Please don't. Anyway. What actually gives me the heebie-jeebies? Whenever someone says like, "Hey, what's that?" No, at your back, like, the fuck? I hate that so much. Like, even if they're like joking, I just, no, don't do that. I don't know. I would run. I would run. So, yeah. Number 5. Why cursed feet and not cursed anything else? Dude, I only show you guys cursed feet. I have more. I just choose not to because they can be very scarring. You know? Also, I'm saving them for later just in case. It just so happened cursed feet is my worst picture, I guess. Or the one that gives me the best reactions. Yeah. Number 6. If you had to pick, is Shrek love or is Shrek life? I wouldn't want Shrek in my life. I would love Shrek, but I wouldn't want Shrek in my life. So is Shrek love? And number 7. If you were an egg, how would you choose to be eaten? This is really hard. Okay, hard. Scrambled, boiled, etc. Hold on. I'd love to be an omelet, getting mixed up with all those other nice ingredients, or actually, like, really, I love egg. I love egg. It's also a very versatile food thingy. Food thingy. Whatever. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. What the fuck? Okay. I'd love cheese on that egg. That sounds so. I actually meant that. I didn't mean that ironically. Cheese and egg do be good together. But yeah. I'd love to be the egg on like the Japanese omu rice thing from that famous like Japanese restaurant that serves omu rice. So yeah. Oh gosh. Oh fuck, I'm hungry. Anyway, and last but certainly not least, sorry. Why do you insist on pronouncing GIF wrong? Okay, I'm gonna get flamed for this. So if GIF, I'm not pronouncing GIF wrong. It's GIF. You know, it's what the creator of GIF said that you pronounce it as GIF. So you know. Okay, and thanks, Bob. Those were good questions, I guess. Okay, next. It's from Mr. Bob 31. Hey, Bob. Questions. Okay, What hooks you to a song first? The lyrics, vocals, or the music? sorry. First, music, of course. The beat. Like, if I don't like the beat, I would skip that. I'm sorry. But if someone recommended it to me, I would still listen to it. It hooks me. It would hook me. Next would be the vocals. If the lyrics can be, the lyrics can be cursed, but if you have really nice vocals, I would be hooked. So yeah. Again, next, if you could be a character in Lucifer, who would it be and why? I'd love to be Maeve. Maeve or Ella. Ella's really smart. I like her. She's a baddie inside, but she's trying to hide it, you know. And Maeve is just all out chaotic, and I love it. Okay, next. How excited are you for season 5B of Lucifer? Very. I would love to, but like, okay, I wouldn't want to spoil anyone, but yeah, very. So if you could have a real or mythical animal, next is, yeah, if you could have a real or mythical animal as your personal steed to travel around, for example, going to work, buying groceries, long distance travels, what would it be and why? I'm gonna nanggal. Okay. I'm gonna. Okay. What did you just say, Audi? okay. So, based on my country's, my country of origin. the urban legends or like folklore, like the spooky folklore, is there's a manananggal. It's like a person. I'm not sure if just it's limited to be just like a woman, but so anyway, it's a person that at night, or you know, even at in the day, I guess, if they want to, when they transform their bodies are cut in half and they grow wings, and then I'd love to have a manananggal as a friend so that they could give me a ride whenever it's very traffic. So yeah. Next, if you could choose to have a non-human physical trait, like a succubus tail, angel wings, angel halo, hawk-like eyesight, night vision, what would it be and why? I would love to teleport. Please, just teleport. Okay, wait, no. It's a non-human physical trait. Ugh. Stupid. That's dumb, Audie. Okay, wings. Most probably wings. Again, angel wings. That's retractable. Yeah. Next, if you can only buy one type of car for the rest of your life, what would it be? A Jeep. Yeah. Next question. One day, a genie out of the blue gave you the ability to be proficient at playing a new musical instrument. What instrument would that be? I would say an accordion or a cello. I love the cello, the sound of a cello. I would love to learn about it. Okay. How excited? Next, last question is, how excited are you for Eddie playing Sibelius? That's, yeah, violin concerto when Tuset Violin hits 3 million subs. I actually just casually listen to Tuset, so I guess that's really nice. Yeah, thank Bob. Okay, so we're down to our last 8 questions. Damn, is it an hour already? Oh, it's almost an hour already. Hey, anyway. Okay, it's from the next 7 questions are from Dandelion 9. Dan. Okay. One, does free will exist? Does it matter whether it exists if we feel like it exists? All right. I'd like to believe free will exists, but you know, philosophy people would argue with me on that. But yeah, I don't want to get into that too deeply. I think I also mentioned my take on that from Bulb's question, I guess. So yeah, but okay, this on the next follow-up question is, does it matter whether it exists if we feel like it, or if we feel like it exists? I don't think so. I mean, whatever keeps us sane, I guess, some people would break if they knew free will doesn't exist or something. I think it's nice to have a sense of control, because people like to be in control, and if feeling like free will or control over our actions exist, then I guess that's good enough. That's what matters. Okay. Next, if you had to pick between only making Scriptfuls or Ramblefaps forever, which would you choose? Scriptfuls, in a heartbeat. I mean, yeah, I like Scriptfuls because I like the role play. I like role playing, and Ramblefaps are really good, but I don't know, I'm not horny all the time, so that's a lie, but I can't record all the time for my rambles, and I think it gets pretty old for me, and it might not be fun anymore, and I run out of things I want, I put in a ramble fab, hence why I do them really sparingly. But yeah, Scriptfuls. I like Scriptfuls more because I don't know. I can't explain it. But I do. I don't know if... Yeah. Yep. So in the holiday spirit, which Christmas song is the worst? Hi! I kinda... I'm not so sure. What the fuck? Okay, I guess. Okay. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, probably. Yeah. Because it's really creepy. Santa is creepy. Just look at the lyrics. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. That's fucking stalking, right? Why do we have that kind of Christmas song? Oh well. Anyway, so number 4. Okay, on GWA, which tag would you say is the most underrated and overrated? Underrated. That's probably Rope Bunny. Or rigging. That's really underrated, I guess. So overrated? I don't know. I seriously don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know if things are overrated. Okay. Oh well. So number five, give us the best piece of advice you have. Okay. I always live by this advice. Like, I live, okay, live life with little regret. Because, let's face it, we still have regrets. Like, it's so easy to say it. Live life with no regrets. Regret. But, no, man. You can't really have fully have no regrets about anything, just little. So make decisions that you don't regret, or you regret the least. So yeah, that's about it. Number six, would you rather you can only kiss and be kissed with mouths totally closed? Oh, okay. Or anytime you kiss or be kissed, you really have to burp. Like a lot. Over and over. Okay. One thing I like about kissing is like the actual moving of the lips. So I don't think mouths totally closed would be the best bet. I mean, the burping would be manageable. Like, I wouldn't want to burp in the middle of kissing, as long as it's after kissing. I don't care. Yeah. Number seven, name one male and one female, or a trans or non-binary if you like, a celebrity who you'd love to make content on GWA. Fuck, okay. Pedro Pascal. Yeah. That's it. Okay, and we're down to our last question by the Nostradamus is my dad. Okay. And they said, I only have one question. What social stigma do you think society needs to get rid of? Social stigma. There's a lot, man. Sex work, for example, like people shame, or like people think sex work is like or sex workers are like the sex work industry in general are very frowned upon, because, like, you know, by a lot of people. But I hate that there are the most people look down on sex work. I mean, I kind of don't want to get political, but like, it really is pretty hard to be a sex worker, I guess. Because not only you have to deal with like horny ass entitled people who feels like they're entitled to treat you like shit, because they're paying for your content, they're paying for your nudes, they're paying for your whatever. People forget that like they're working hard for this. Like for example, like in VA, not safe for work VA, do you know how much effort it takes to edit, to voice something, to even just put yourself out there, right? Also with like people who post nudes, like who post like who get paid for their like content or like their news, or even like porn actors. There's a lot of work put into that, and you know, people like belittle that effort and that they belittle the work that's put behind it. And I'm just, you know, I hope that gets better. Anyway, I got real with that. Well, so that's about it. Well, thank you if you're still here. Like, thank you for listening all the way. I'm really thankful that you even made effort to play, like, spend whole time listening to me talk. That's really that's really sweet. So yeah, thank you for following me, for liking my content, for commenting down on the audios. It's really it's been really encouraging. It's been really like the positivity behind the feedback that you give really boosts my confidence. Like, I wouldn't have imagined that I wouldn't even like my voice if I did not like start doing this. And with your comments saying I sound hot, or like I sound nice, it's just, it's still mind-blowing. Just thank you. And well, yeah, if just yeah. I guess this AMA, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be doing this for like a while. I've been doing this like for fun, so I hope it keeps being fun till next year or the next. And tell me, yes, and last thing is like, tell me what you like. Maybe tell me what you like about my audios, or what's your favorite, if you want to. You know, I really like to know. So, yeah. Okay. Bye.